We need to flip the script, and instead of creating new content 90% of the time and marketing it 10% of the time, we should be creating less and marketing it more. Last year, we created over 50 new opt-ins. Opt-ins are basically ways that you can grow your email list, whether it's a freebie, a content upgrade, a discount code. And growing our email list was our number one priority. And so we created a ton of new material that, quite honestly, didn't all need to be made. I recently talked about how to create less content with more impact, and today I want to take it a step further and show you from start to finish how we continuously share one opt-in. This year, we're prioritizing working smarter and not harder, and have come up with a plan on how to share what's already been created and get the most mileage out of our existing content. Whether you're like us and you're content creating machines, or you have a limited amount of content and sometimes don't know what else to share, today's episode is going to walk you through 5 ways to promote your opt-in. Before we get started, I want to make sure that we are all on the same page. So when I say opt-in and why it's important to create them, opt-ins are also known as freebies or content upgrades, but simply put, it's free, highly valuable content that your target market is interested in and willing to exchange their email address for in order to receive it. Why is it important? When we create content that the people we want to do business with are interested in, it attracts the right people to us and captures their email so that we can serve and ultimately sell to them in the future. Check out episode number 73, 5 ways to supercharge your email list growth, to learn more information on why creating free content is so important. Too many people create an opt-in, share it once, and move on. And we want to make sure we get this free material we worked so hard on in front of as many people as possible. Here is exactly how we promote each opt-in. I'm so excited for the show. And before we dive on in, because we're about to do that, I want to read the review of the week from Blue 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 Ann. It says, I was scared and waiting for the perfect time in order to jump out and start making moves towards a girl boss thing. And then enters Jenna. She completely helps motivate me every work morning. When I'm about to give up or when I'm feeling lazy, I pop on the Gold Digger podcast and kick back into gear. I've already told everyone I talked to about this amazing woman in yoga pants who loves mac and cheese. Thanks to the Gold Digger podcast for keeping me on track. Thank you, Jenna, for keeping us all out here motivated and digging our biggest goals. Hugs. Thank you so much for this sweet review and for all of you who have taken the time to leave a review. Thank you. For those of you who haven't, what are you waiting for? I would love to read your words about this podcast. And guess what? Maybe I'll even share your review on our next show. Without further ado, let's dive on in because you guys are ready and I'm ready. Let's do this.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Guys, I am so excited about today's sponsor, Slack. Slack is a brilliant communication channel. We talked about it on the show before, and it is for all things business related. Sort of like an organized instant message designed specifically for work topics and quick exchanges of information within your team, Slack is the communication channel of Team Jenna Kutcher. We use it every single day, and I don't know how we ever lived without it. To learn why Slack is irreplaceable in my business, head to slack.com. That's right. Find all the magic at slack.com. Super thankful for our next sponsor, Weebly. Thank you to Weebly for supporting the Gold Digger podcast. Weebly is more than just a beautiful website builder. It's a powerful e-commerce platform with tools that turn shoppers into buyers and help grow a brand. Go to weebly.com/golddigger to get 15% off your first purchase and start building a successful online business. Let's dive right in. So let's start with the life cycle of sharing an opt-in. First, you want to share on the blog. do a post pushing to the opt-in. You could share a pop-up even. The first and most obvious place to share an opt-in or a freebie or a content upgrade is on your blog. This allows you to talk about a topic that your audience is interested in, and then the freebie allows them to go deeper into that topic when they choose to opt in. Many entrepreneurs complete this step and then move on. I checked, and one of my most popular freebies appears on 16 different blog posts. 16, you guys. My advice is to keep a freebie library that you can easily scan when you're creating your content calendar and writing new blog posts to see which might fit with whatever topic you're talking about that week. Every time you are promoting something on your blog, you should have some sort of content upgrade available. Create something for all of the facets of your audience so that when people click to your blog, they have this opportunity to get more information. Another way that we dig deeper into sharing a freebie within a blog post is by having a pop-up generate about 5 seconds after someone has arrived on that post that has a freebie that's aligned with the same topic. Start with looking at which blog posts are getting the most traffic to your site. Guys, go back in the vault. You already have created content. And then make sure you have a way for people to opt in on those pages, whether it's a sign up within the post or a pop-up or both. One of my pop-ups generates 200 new subscribers per week simply because I only have it pop up for people who have never visited my website before. I want to make sure that we have our best foot forward when they interact with my content so that we have my most popular opt-in pop up once we've had some time on my site. I don't want to risk that they won't happen to see one of our opt-ins or read a blog post that has a way for them to sign up. Statistically speaking, they might not make it back to my site ever again. And so we do our best to capture that audience. This has been super effective in converting new traffic to make sure that I have the opportunity to serve them regularly through the email list. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, I haven't blogged in like 3 months. First off, when you are creating content, I want for you to be smart about it. I've shared a ton of content creation hacks on this podcast, but I want for you to think about, first off, what is a topic that your audience is going to click on to read more about? And then what is some sort of upgrade or freebie or resource that you can pair with that that will capture those people and get them onto your list? My blog is not just a place to have readers, but it's a place to capture those readers and show up more intimately in their life. And so when you can put strategy behind it, like having the same popular freebie on 16 different blog posts, I want for that to remove the overwhelm and really get the strategy excited about it again. Like, get yourself ready to think from a strategical standpoint so that you're not just creating content to create, but you're creating content that converts. Number two is sharing via Instagram and Instagram stories. Bonus if you have the ability to swipe up. Remember, different types of people will consume your content differently, so you want to make sure that you hit all of your channels and then share it again and again, because not everyone is seeing it the first time. Different ways you can do this. You can have a link tree in your bio where it gives all of the links to all of the things, including your resources, including those downloads. Or better yet, you could have a direct link to the exact freebie you're talking about in your latest post or in the swipe up story. If people have to hunt for something, they're going to get distracted, disinterested, and click away, and you are going to miss out on the opportunity. So you want to make sure this is as easy for them as possible. Does the freebie have to be new for you to talk about it on social media? Not at all. Anytime you are inspired to talk about a freebie, do it. You could say something like, I was just working on this in my business and wanted to make sure you guys had a chance to download my guide to XYZ. Or I've gotten a lot of questions recently on this topic and wanted to make sure that you've gotten access to this guide, and so on. I challenge all of my mastermind girls to be sharing some sort of freebie or opt-in once a week. And not just this little feeble ask, but a really bold question, a really bold ask for your audience. If you go through my feed, it is very apparent when I am pushing people to my list with a resource that I know is going to help them. I do it often. And one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is they think they have to create something new every single time. But guys, we know the statistics, like only 4% of our audience is even seeing what we're sharing. So if you're feeling redundant, I'm going to say good. Because people are not seeing what you're putting out there, and they're likely not opting in the first time they hear about it. It takes a little bit of time to gain traction. And so once a week, I want for you to be promoting something that is going to grow your list. Be bold in it. Push people to it. Tell them why they need it. Because a lot of times we're apologetic. Oh my gosh, I'm asking somebody to join my email list. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this. But guess what? If you create a resource that is going to serve them and serve them well, you better be shouting that from the rooftops. You're only hurting other people by holding it back. So I'm excited when I share my opt-ins because I know they're good. And I know that people need them. And I want to get it into as many hands as I can. And I want to serve them so well. And so I want to make sure you're thinking about sharing it and sharing it often. Drew, he has maybe 3 different opt-ins that he's used over the last year and a half. He consistently shares them still. He doesn't believe me when I tell him that he needs to share them more often. But when he does, he always gets new people. You're always getting new followers. You're always showing up in different feeds. You don't know what posts the algorithm is going to favor. And here's the other tidbit. Whenever I do posts that ask people to opt in, they're probably not my most popular posts. In fact, they're probably my least popular ones. But the people that engage with them, the people that opt in, the people that give me their email address, those are the people that are moving the needle in my business. Because what good are likes and comments if it's not actually equating to more profits or more impact, right? And so I want for you to start getting bold. Figure out how you're going to use social media, what that's going to look like, how you're going to put those asks out there, how you're going to tell people about the offer that you created for them, and then how are you going to show up in their life and make it a better place. Number 3, Pinterest. How many pins can we get out of one piece of content? You're going to start to notice the theme here. Of course, you're going to pin your freebie, but again, let's not just stop there. As an example, let's talk about the freebie that appears on 16 of my blog posts and see just how many times we can get this content in front of our audience on Pinterest. You guys ready? First, I want for you to create 2 pins solely dedicated to your freebie with different designs and test a different description copy for each of those pins to see what your audience responds to better. Include different searchable keyword terms. Now, go on to Canva. Like, you don't need Photoshop. It doesn't need to be professionally designed. Jump on Canva and make a few pins about this freebie that you just created. Next, you're going to want to pin these to all of the relevant boards on your account. Now, we here in Jenna Kutcherland, we love a site called Tailwind to schedule these and spread them out. So 2 pin designs multiplied by 5 or so boards, that's 10 pins for 1 freebie right off the bat. Now, remember, we talked about this freebie in 16 different blog posts as well. So if we also created 2 designs per blog post and pinned them to 5 different boards, that's 160 pins. Schedule those out throughout the course of a year, and your freebie is going to consistently be generating new leads for you. I know there are a few of you out there that probably aren't even using Pinterest in this way, and I want to let you know this. Pinterest is our number 1 traffic generator to our site. Number 1. I wasn't even using it strategically a little over 2 years ago. We now get almost 500,000 views each month just from Pinterest. And so I want for you to think about that. Like, if you can create 3 pieces of awesome content that are going to get people to opt into your list, if you can create strategy around that without creating more content, but actually creating strategy, you can get more people onto your list. I think one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is they think that all you need is traffic to your site. Like, you're hoping that more traffic to your site will mean that more people will click that contact form and fill that whole sucker out and get into your inbox and then go through those slew of emails. But the truth is that traffic alone is not going to change much for your business. You have to have a plan for that traffic. And so Pinterest has been this brilliant way to get that traffic to our site. And then we're using different things like pop-ups or different ways that people can opt in, different experiences for them that allow us to capture their email address and get the most traction. So I don't want for you to just focus on traffic. I want for you to focus on the strategy behind the traffic. How fun is that, right? Number four, push it to your email list. Wait, what? I don't want for you to forget about the people who have already chosen to sign up for your email list. Think about new opt-ins as a way to serve your existing list. Even though the purpose of creating them was to attract new followers, there is zero reason that you can't use that content to better serve the audience that you already have in order to continue to build the know, like, and trust factor. If you're creating great content, why would you hold it back from your number one fans, right? We want people to think, like, if she's giving this away for free, how awesome must her paid content be? A freebie is an awesome way to achieve this. Speaking of email lists, I have this awesome freebie. I'm actually being serious right now. It's 5 easy ways to grow your email list. If all of this is exciting to you, but you don't even know where to begin, I want for you to head to see all of this in action, okay? You can just consider it like market research. Go to jennakutcherblog.com/promote. And you can get your hands on that freebie, but you can see how I'm actually doing all of this in my business, and you can learn how to grow an email list in the meantime. Again, that's jennakutcherblog.com/promote. You guys, I couldn't do an episode about how you can promote an opt-in without promoting an opt-in. Can I get an amen here? So I will always want to think about, how can I continue to serve my email list? Notice I didn't say sell to them, but serve them. How can I show up? How can I add value? How can I create more tools that are going to help them? And so you constantly want to be serving them and creating content that's not just going to grow it, but that's really going to meet your email list where they're at, whether it's 30 people or 300,000. It's really fun to say, hey, I created this new tool. You might like it. Here's where you can get it. I've already told you briefly about the magic of Slack, but that was just skimming the surface of this incredible program. On Team Jenna Kutcher, we use it to share projects, ideas, answer quick questions without waiting on someone to reply to an email. It's a total game changer in small business. It saves you time, improves productivity. It's super easy and convenient. It works everywhere you go. You can even get a mobile app. And simply put, it's efficient, organized, and it ensures that every member of my team is always in the loop. I can't imagine coordinating everything without it. And I'm so thankful to Slack for sponsoring today's episode. Head to slack.com if you are ready to take your business to the next level. That is slack.com. Slack, it's where work happens. Special thanks to Weebly for supporting today's episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Weebly's mission is to help turn people's great ideas into successful online businesses. A website is your chance to put your best foot forward in your business. If you've got a product or an idea that you want to share with the world, check out Weebly. Visit weebly.com/golddigger and get 15% off your first purchase. That's weebly.com/golddigger. Number 5 is this: post into your Facebook groups. Is there a topic that you wrote about in the past that is relevant again? Maybe something you wrote about last year is still valuable to your audience today. In fact, if you listen to this show, you know how important creating content that lasts is. Also, remember, if you're focusing on growing your following and your list, there are a lot of people who haven't seen what you created last year or even last week or yesterday. We use a site called Meet Edgar that allows you to pre-schedule posts to Facebook, even in your Facebook groups. Take some time and think through the calendar and schedule some posts of content that already exists in order to serve your Facebook group audience in this way. So what we do with this is you can create almost a library of content with Meet Edgar. You can schedule out posts on pretty much all platforms, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, using your Facebook groups. And these just get pre-scheduled and posted for you. One of the things that really helped us when we started really diving deep into our strategy is that we would look at our Google Analytics and we'd say, what were our 10 blog posts in the last month? Are there opt-ins connected to them? If not, how do we connect them? Is there a pop-up on that page that really gives some sort of value add to our audience? And then how are we promoting those posts? We're still sharing posts that I wrote 2-3 years ago because they still matter. And so when we look at the content that we're creating in our business, I don't want it to just be a one-off post. Those get seen by like a few hundred people. I want it to be something that can live on and on and on and continue to serve my business. And so having something like a Facebook group is an awesome way to share a content upgrade because those people, they've already opted in a sense. If they're in your Facebook group and you didn't just randomly add them, they've already said, I want to know more. I want to learn more. And when you're adding value that way, it's really awesome. So we'll look at which opt-ins are performing the best, which blog posts are performing the best, and then we'll put strategy behind those. Not every post is a winner or a home run, but not every post needs to be. You could have 3 awesome pieces of content that could really help you grow and serve your list better. Here are a few other ideas if you're still wanting to wrap your head around this. You could create a Facebook ad pointing to your freebie. We constantly have ads running to free content. It is the best way to get people onto your list and to really show up and serve them without selling to them. I love spending money on free content to get it into more people's hands. That is just the heart of impact. You can gear up for a launch and put a fresh push on freebies targeted to the same audience to grow and serve your list before selling to them. If you have a cold list, if you haven't been showing up for them, you can gear up for your launch and keep pushing those old freebies that really move the needle for you. Before we go into a launch, I always have launch specific freebies that I'm going to promote just to warm people up and make sure that anyone that's interested in what we're launching is already on my list. Also, you can guest post on someone else's blog or do a podcast interview or do a social media takeover. That can help promote your freebie. As a host, I'm always happy to help my guests get their free content into the world because I know if they're creating it and they're putting it out there and they're genuine, it's going to be good. The point is that you have to get creative about sharing your content. Instead of being so excited about creating content, I want for you to think about how you can share it over and over and over again, because if we're really working smarter and not harder, that's exactly where we are putting our time and our energy. If you're looking for more inspiration on this topic, I want for you to check out episode number 149, where I talk about how to create less content with more impact. If you feel like all you're doing is creating, 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 there's a very good chance that you're wasting your energy and you're not putting it towards the spot that is going to move the needle the most. Take it from me, the girl who created over 50 opt-ins in 1 year. Yeah. Mistake. I should have created 10 epic ones and just continued to share those. And that's why I created this episode, because sister, I struggle too. And because we practice what we preach now around here, here is one of my most popular freebies for you to download and incorporate into your business. Remember, you can get your hands on my 5 ways to grow your email list at jennikadrewblog.com/promote. Just check it out. Even if you just are curious about how we're doing this, head on over to jennikadrewblog.com/promote and see into my system. There is no better way of learning something than watching somebody do it. Trust me, I do it all the time. So to review, you can share an opt-in on a blog. You can do a post pushing to the opt-in. You can share pop-ups. You can get really strategic about that. Use your Google Analytics as your guide. You can share via Instagram and Instagram stories. If you have the swipe ups, awesome. If not, send people to the link in your bio. Be bold in that because you are sharing content that if you've created it right, it's going to help other people. Number three, use Pinterest. You can create so many pins out of one piece of content. Really think about how you can get the word out, how you can create and split test different titles, different descriptions, different images. Number four, promote it to the people that are already on your list. These are your people. And number five, share it on Facebook, either through Facebook ads, Facebook groups, Facebook posts. Make sure that you are consistently pushing it out into your audience, acknowledging the fact that only a small percentage of your audience likely saw it the first time. Gold diggers, I hope that this episode really inspired you and got you excited. I hope that it is helping you to see how you can promote an opt-in without creating all kinds of content, but with using the strategy. I am so excited that I get to hang out with you every single week. And until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.